the hydrogels are in there. They're growing. There's the quantum dots in there. You can prove that in a court of law. These guys are all going to jail forever. All right, that would be good for them forever, because they're heinous. They're monsters.
On our website, you know, Dave decided to put that picture of the Archangel Michael on there, and we're going to battle, and that's who's leading our charge. And these demons are going to scatter to the wind. We the legions of hell will yield before us, because we're not going to stop, because everybody's getting involved with this. Because if you've got kids, you've got grandkids, they're trying to kill your family.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. You know, we talk a lot about the problems in the war against humanity on this broadcast as we spread the truth, the real news that the Mockingbird mainstream horror media refuses to cover, and in fact, gaslights the American people to cover up the truth. Let me tell you, this broadcast is about some of those big problems, but it also is about solutions. Have you heard of the National American Renaissance Movement? Well, it's an idea whose time has come, and my guests are moving heaven and earth to ban the jab. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. Another Red Alert broadcast, guys. As the New World Order ramps up for Lockdown 2.0, as I said in my recent interview with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, they'll only get away with this if we comply. And I'm very glad to have back on the line Dr. Anna Mihalcha, Dr. Joseph Sansone, and David Meiswinkel. He's the president over at the National American Renaissance Movement. I believe Anna and Joseph are on the board of directors. Do I have that right, guys?
Yes.
Right.
All right. Guys, what I want you to know, and this is such a timely conversation, given that Alex Jones was right again, recall those two TSA whistleblowers who told him Lockdown 2.0 would be pushed on us by the Biden administration in the fall? Well, just two days later, we're getting all the propaganda about the need to mask and the need for new variant bioweapons masquerading as vaccines. Guys, Dr. Joseph Sansone has authored the Ban on Jabs petitions that have passed in Florida and Idaho. And David Meiswinkel, you guys will remember him with his connections to the truth tellers over at ae911truth.org. He's been on the show in the past. And these gentlemen are moving heaven and earth to try to ban the jabs in every state, every single state, an idea whose time has come. That's the introduction. Anna, you were on recently, and you really startled the audience with your findings that even unvaxxed people seem to have the dastardly vaccine stuff in their bodies. Before we start, do you have any updates on that for us?
You know, the biggest thing is that, I'd looked at Joseph's insulin and found the similar nanotechnology. And I just recently looked at somatotropin, which is a growth hormone, and same stuff is in there. So at this point, you know, we really have to look at the entire medication supply and all of the shots. And we have to move to analyze this and get this knowledge out. And I'm super happy that I've joined forces with David Meiswinkel and with the National American Renaissance Movement and Joseph, because, you know, they are really pushing forward the legal aspect of this and the crimes against humanity. And I've used a lot of my research as well for these legal precedents. So I think it's really time that doctors and attorneys become best friends and move on this.
Well, absolutely. There's another couple of attorneys I like a lot, Tom Renz and Todd Callender, and they too are moving heaven and earth to try to save the Republic from the World Economic Forum, from the CDC, from the FDA. Let me do a screen share, guys, because David Meiswinkel, also a truth teller who cares about humanity, put on the whole armor of God, friends, that ye may be able to stand against evil. This is the website, nationalarm.org. Boy, I love that. Wait, oh, I wish I could pause on that. We have Rothschild. We have the enemies of humanity right on that bus, don't we, David?
We do. That was taken down in Washington, D.C., actually at a big rally down there against the vaccinations.
Well, let me ask you guys this. There was a propaganda piece just the other night on NBC Nightly News with CIA asset Lester Holt pushing the masking idea, saying we need to mask up again. The masks are coming back. This is just a couple of days after Alex Jones predicted that would be the case in September, October. So I don't know if they fast-tracked this dastardly plan, but they were also talking about the new bioweapons, the new vaccines that would be rolled out supposedly to protect us from the new boogeyman variant. Gentlemen, Anna, what do you have to say about it?
So I really think that you know, introducing the movement of National Arm is very, very important now, because we want to recruit people in all states. And David has authored the grand jury petition, and I really want him to explain what he's done, because it's remarkable work. And what we're really wanting from the public is engagement to bring the ban to jabs forward, as well as these grand jury petitions for crimes against humanity. So David, please explain, you know, what you've done and where it's already been filed in the states.
Thank you, Anna. What we're trying to do is, this is probably the most serious thing any of us ever faced in our lifetime. And what we're trying to do is comprehensively look at the scene, and it's a crime scene. And back in the 70s, I believe, when 25 people were reported to be die from the flu, a swine flu vaccine, they took it off the market. Now in this country, you have over a million people, at least through VAERS indication, over a million people probably that have died from this, and you know, the different statistics, and countless injured from it. So you have the most heinous crime. What we've done is we've gathered intelligence, basically evidence. There's 149 exhibits in that document. Some of Anna's works in there. You mentioned Tom Rentz is in there. Reiner Fumlich is in there. David Martin's in there. Todd Callender's work's in there. Senator Johnson's work in there. It's a little library in there. Some of Joe's work in there. Anna's work is in there. Karen Kingston's work is in there. And there's a number of crimes. There's 15 crimes that are listed in there. Murder being, I'd like to underline that. Murder is what is happening right now. And we have a persons of interest in there. You've mentioned some of them already, Sean. People that should be investigated. People that may have information, may want to cooperate, or should be further investigated because there are suspects in a murder. This is a murder scene. These are racketeers that organize crime at the highest level. So what we've done is we've put this into New Jersey, because we're a nonprofit in New Jersey. Joe's filed it in Florida. We just filed it, or we send it into Idaho. We have one ready to go to Texas. And we've outreached to the public, and we have at least volunteers in four or five other states that want to run with this right now. So what we do is, we have a template. We reformat it with the law of that particular state. This is a 10th Amendment action we're looking for, because the federal courts are so crooked. We learned that from 9/11, when we couldn't get evidence in there. We couldn't even get a grand jury heard there. We're following this through. We realize how serious this is. We can't let them force us back anymore. What Alex Jones is saying is kind of predictable, in a sense, is that they want to close it down, and we have to expose it as much as we can. It's called national as opposed to global, and that's very important, because these are globalists. These are traitors right now in our government and in our various organizations are betraying the Constitution of the United States. National American, because we're American. We're a nation state. We should be proud of being that, and we should be better at being it. National American Renaissance, because we're talking about a rebirth with class, and a rebirth with higher energies, and something that's more beautiful. And we could also say, instead of Renaissance, rebirth, we could say revolution. And George Washington and Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson are we're heirs to them. Basically, they're our ancestors in this country. We should be proud of that and embrace what they stand for. And movement, we want to take this to every state in the country. This petition, we want to create an arm, a National American Renaissance arm. So in Pennsylvania, there's an arm, Florida's an arm, Wyoming, there's an arm, Utah's an arm, and we want to unite this country in a good way.
Well, amen. And Dr. Sansone, please weigh in at any time. I respect you so much for having the willingness to speak truth about these crimes against humanity, because, you know, look what they've done to Dr. James Thorpe. He was fired for telling the truth to pregnant women about the dangers of the vaccine, the COVID vaccine during pregnancy. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny just had her license suspended by the State of Ohio Medical Board. So what I'm showing here is the executive summary, the Florida grand jury evidence. Do you guys want to take us through this? Just explain what this petition is and what it means. It seems to me it should not be too difficult to impanel a grand jury in a state like Florida to go after these people for their crimes against humanity. So Just tell us about how this works, what the hope is, and how in the world we're going to roll this out successfully to all 50 states.
So what we're doing, Florida actually has a statewide grand jury that's supposed to be investigating these vaccine crimes. But, you know, Dave's put together this great document. And what we're doing is, in the case of Florida, we didn't just give it to the prosecutors that's involved with the quote unquote vaccine grand jury. We provided it to the governor. We submitted it to the governor, the attorney general, the assistant statewide prosecutor, and all 20 state attorneys across the state, as well as all 67 county sheriffs, as well as the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. And so our strategy here is to provide the evidence in front of local prosecutors and law enforcement across the country. And you know, at some point, someone needs to do their job. Now, whether we follow up with legal action in the future, we'll have to talk about that. But I'm going to tell you what we're not going to do. We're not going to be debating whether we mandate a bioweapon or not. Now, I like to say I'm a psychotherapist opposed to psychopathic authoritarianism. And, you know, I specialize in clinical hypnosis. I can tell you from an Ericksonian hypnosis point of view, that is about the dumbest question we need to ask. What we need to be asking as they start pushing toward us with these ideas of lockdowns and mandates, what we need to be asking is, who should we be investigating? Who should we be prosecuting? Because these are biological weapons. These are weapons of mass destruction. And the thing that you're going to find out about us is we're not afraid. We don't fear death. I don't fear death. And I've looked at it recently. And so I've passed that test. And so we're going to keep pushing this envelope and we're going to wake people up, because people that are out there thinking that this is a choice have not seen the evidence. Dr. Mahatia has provided extraordinary evidence. But to be honest with you, my friend, there's 101 ways that we could argue this is a bioweapon. Simply because it's a biological agent and is causing harm in mass makes it a biological weapon. These are weapons of mass destruction. We're at war, and the choice is either we win or we die. So we are going to win.
Yeah. God bless you. Well, I want to go back to that document here and just read a little bit from that, because it is a racketeering scheme. And they're going for lockdown 2.0. I'll play a little bit of that Lester Holt propaganda in just 1 minute. But quote, the evidence of this hellish racketeering scheme responsible for wrecking businesses and personal lives, killing and maiming countless individuals based on monumental frauds, the raking in of enormous profits, the looting of the U.S. Treasury, the unprecedented attacks on freedoms and sovereignty guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution, the experimentation on human beings, and that is exactly what it is. They've experimented on all of us, at least those willing to take the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, and on the back of everything we know to be true. My friends, can you even believe what's happening? Can you even believe that these demon creatures are now rolling out lockdown 2.0? It's coming. It's coming again, friends, if we comply, if we allow it. Listen to this from Lester Holt.
COVID is making a comeback this summer, so many of us would like to leave it in the past, but cases are once again on the rise. So when will new booster shots roll out? Ann Thompson asked the CDC director.
This summer, most Americans left COVID in the past, gathering together once again, mask-free. But tonight, signs of a COVID resurgence. Across the country, COVID hospitalizations jumped more than 14%.
All right, we're going to just pause it there. I won't play the whole thing. I played most of it with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny in the last broadcast. Lying with statistics. David, they love to lie with statistics, don't they? It's all phony baloney, all the statistics. And the real statistics, like the VAERS deaths, the VAERS reporting database, the mainstream mockingbird whores just ignore it.
Right. We can't believe anything the mainstream media says anymore. It's a propaganda machine, totally controlled by intelligence. That's what it appears to be. People have to get their information and news from alternative shows like yours. No, but I don't believe anything they say now that's newsworthy, unfortunately.
Anna, in what universe would people fall for this again? You know, I unfortunately, I've actually come to the conclusion that about 70%, maybe it's not that high, it depends on the state, at least 50% of the people will fall for this again. In what universe would people possibly believe wearing masks is a good idea again? Because that's what's coming first. Then the fear mongering. The fear mongering is coming first, then the masking, the mask mandates, and then new bioweapons masquerading as vaccines called boosters to protect us from the next variant. Are you as stunned as I am that they're trying to roll this out again?
Not at all, because the end goal is very clear. They told us about total world domination. They have to keep boosting, because the more people wake up and are able to, you know, help themselves with antidotes, you know, the more we're able to help reverse some of these things for certain. I also think that the knowledge that is coming out, for example, about the nanotechnology, I think that Karen Kingston's argument, these are devices that have been injected, and so there is liability against that. This is very important. And, you know, we have discussed that the last time that I was on your show that, you know, the findings that I see in the blood and that colleagues now around the world are absolutely confirming are accelerating. And so we cannot go through another round of this where people again get boosted, and that, because as a self-spreading mechanism, will continue to affect the entire population. So I think that at this point, you know, we need to put the metal to the pedal, and really in our efforts to wake people up. I know that people have been through this for a long time, but we cannot, you know, let up and let this information out. We need to also break the barrier on the disinformation and the silence about the nanotechnology. I'm very happy, for example, that Todd Callender is speaking about this, because most of the freedom movement is not. And this threat needs to be addressed in public, because these technologies also provide another avenue for legal accountability, because we were not told about them, and they're absolutely provable. They're seen everywhere. And I'm very happy now, you know, if it's just been asked to write an affidavit for a military court case, and that more and more people are including this also in their legal strategies, because this is how we get it out to the public.
Absolutely. And Dr. Sansone, just to be clear, the science is so absolutely clear-cut. Masks are a joke. They don't work. Why do they keep going back to the same propagandist play time and time again? They want us to mask up. They want us to shut down our businesses. They want to depopulate the planet. They want everybody to be boosted, tracked, and traced. I mean, let's just start with mask mandates, and then David could weigh in on that. A mandate is not a law.
Well, yeah, but the masks do a few things. They instill a constant state of fear and terror. So this is literal terrorism. Yeah, obviously they don't work. Why does it work, though? It's groupthink. And unfortunately, groupthink does work. People are getting hit from so many different sides, and obedience to authority. And you go back to Solomon Asch's studies on conformity back in the 60s there. And he had one line on a board and then three other lines over here. And it was very obvious which lines were the same length. But he had 12 Confederates in a room all saying the wrong line matched in the length. And then over a third of the time, the participant actually said the wrong answer, even though it was obvious. And then, but what they did in the follow-up study is they put one more Confederate in there that stated the truth. And over 95% of the time, the participant stated the truth as well. And so what we're going to continue to do is use this sword of truth. And we're going to continue to win that way, fearlessly doing. And, you know, on our website, you know, Dave decided to put that picture of the Archangel Michael on there. And we're going to battle. And that's who's leading our charge. And these demons are going to scatter to the wind. We the legions of hell will yield before us, because we're not going to stop, because everybody's going to get involved with this. Because if you've got kids, you've got grandkids, they're trying to kill your family.
I think we found our lead soundbite, at least in part, for this interview. Yeah, well said, sir. Thank you so much, because it is true at this point. It's obvious to any of us who can think and see and hear that these are wars against humanity. This is a war against humanity, crimes against humanity, and this is at its very root spiritual warfare. And David, if I might ask you, can you just remind people what a mask mandate is and what their rights are under the law? So if Sleepy Joe comes out, or the CDC or the FDA or the World Health Organization, if there's some mandate that we all must mask up when we walk into a restaurant or a Target or God knows where, what are our actual rights and what are our duties as patriots and people who are well-informed?
Well, I think the duties now are to draw the line and not to wear the mask, because the mask is harmful to you. I mean, I would argue that the mask is detrimental to your health. And to recall that this is, as Joe mentioned, really this is a psychological operation. And the masks are demeaning, and they make you submissive, and they you lose your control and your respect for yourself. That's what it is. It has nothing to do with health. So, I mean, that's what the argument would be. But the fraud that here is monumental fraud, as mentioned. And there was antidotes or things that could have been taken earlier, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, that could have saved a lot of people's lives. I mean, if you look this, the see the way they demonized this and how they pushed their vaccines, which are killers, they're bioweapons, and you analyze that at the fraud, and you look at Dr. Anna's work, and you see what's in the vaccines. So here you have a safe and effective drug, repurposed drug. Over the counter, you could get it basically almost. And it does the job. It cures most people. Most of these people that died wouldn't be dying if they hadn't taken the vaccine. They'd take ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. And there's a lot of proof now. You can establish that. Pierre Corey wrote a really excellent book on ivermectin. And he goes through the whole thing. And now you have the work that Karen Kingston done through patents, and you have the work that Anna's done through actually looking at it at dark field with her microscope and other doctors around the world, where you can see this technology is in there. The hydrogels are in there. They're growing. There's the quantum dots in there. You can prove that in a court of law. These guys are all going to jail forever. All right. That would be good for them forever. Because they're heinous, they're monsters, and now they're, as you said, they're coming back again for more. They have to, because their plan is to lock us down by 2030 or so or earlier, and they have to keep this going. They have to keep the poison going into people with the vaccines. They have to keep the submissiveness going, and there'll be attacks from all other sides. We're talking about vaccines now, but you're aware, Sean, that you know we're under attack on very and many different areas. It's not just the vaccines. But so, you know, you have to draw the line. You go back to the mask. The mask is, if you want to be a free person, don't wear the mask. All right. It's not helpful for you. It hurts you. And, you know, if something happens because of that, then you have to argue in law and make it a case. But everyone has to step forward now. We can't just let them push us now. We've drawn the line. Now we have to move forward on them. And we have to make them dance to our tune, and wearing the mask, that we're dancing to their tune. So we have to create the music now.
Hey, just to share real quick with you guys, because Sean, I don't think your audience knows this yet, because this just broke yesterday. Collier County, Florida, the actual Collier County government passed an ordinance declaring it a Bill of Rights sanctuary county. And that's something that local governments need to do to push back. This is not the Republican Party. This is the actual Collier County government just passed this ordinance yesterday, reinforcing the Bill of Rights, making it, they're not going to be able to claim anybody doesn't have standing to be able to sue or that type of thing, because they just passed this ordinance yesterday. And I think that's pretty big news. And that's part of the model that politically what I've been doing within the Republican Party, but also even local governments. If we can get more governments to start coming on board to protect the rights of their citizens, that's one way to push back.
No, that's fantastic news. I hadn't heard that. What are they calling that? They're a Bill of Rights county, or what is the ordinance?
They're a sanctuary county, but they're a Bill of Rights sanctuary county. And so what they've done is they've passed an ordinance reaffirming the Bill of Rights, obviously, but pretty much saying that you can sue you can sue anyway. But I don't think anybody's going to be able to argue you don't have standing if you live in Collier County, because the ordinance is basically saying that. And so it's just basically another layer of protection for residents in that county if the federal government comes down and tries to take away their rights, whether it's trying to coerce a shot or a mask or what have you. So it's actually all 10 of the Bill of Rights, that are protected there.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's fantastic. And David, as you note in the petition here, you cite the Great Barrington Declaration, where over 10,000 scientists had basically come out and blown the whistle on lockdowns. Because they're devastating. They're devastating to children, to the psychology of human beings, to our businesses. It's the exact opposite of what should happen ever again. And they want to roll out lockdowns again. What are our rights? What are the rights of the listeners? Should a mayor or a governor of any state try to lock down businesses again, David? How do we handle that?
In that area, Sean, it's under really domestic terrorism. When you intimidate and coerce a population, that's what's being happened. People are being intimidated and coerced. They're losing their jobs if they don't get a vaccine. or other things happen if they don't wear masks. Again, we have to be leaders right now, and some of us have to be willing to take some risks. So you might have to force their hand. I mean, what are you going to do if the police come in and they arrest you? Or you get an attorney and you fight it. You will have to do that, or else you have to submit. So we're getting to that point where more and more people are awakened. So they, in some ways, in a weird way, they did everybody a favor, because a lot of people woke up. Even people in the medical profession woke up, you know, in a different way. So, you know, I think that eventually, you know, we have to, again, draw that line, and you have to take responsibility for your actions. It's not like something bad may not happen to you. You might get arrested or something like that. The fact is that what they're doing is they wrecked an economy. Throughout the world, the ones that established, got the most money were the big banks. The countries went trillions of dollars in debt. The economy is shot. It's totally. So how much more can you take when they have little babies getting shots? Think of that. Little babies that have no risk of getting this poison in them. That's when a mother and father has to say, no, I'm sorry. You can't do that to my child. And you have to have people go into the Board of Education, go where they can go and speak their mind, finally. Speak their mind and say, no, it's not going to happen this way anymore. I'm sorry. And get the politicians in there that are have some integrity to carry the ball for you. And I think things will change, you know, with a little bit of courage. What we have to do, that's why we're pushing this grand jury petition in the states. We're hoping that there is some courage in law enforcement, some judges, some police officers that want to do an investigation, some county prosecutors, a governor, and say, let's look at this. Let's put them on the defense and then call some of these people like Fauci or Gates or even Klaus Schwab and start to find out, get some discovery here as to what they're all about. And I think we all know what they're all about. Anna mentioned it. They've got an agenda. It's to close down the human race, basically, and to the nation state and control the world. As weird, as outrageous as that sounds, that's what's happening. And for most people, that's hard to believe. But that is what's happening. And we're honored, all of us, to be in existence today to be able to fight that and prevent it. We're going to prevent it, right? We have to wake people up, and your show helps to do that.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, boy, it's a full court press against humanity, and I just can't believe that they're going to try this again. I keep saying that. I'm really dumbfounded that they would even try this again, because it served to wake up people so much, but I guess that's what happens in a war. This is a war, a literal world war being waged against humanity. Charlie Kirk is reporting masks are now being sold at checkout aisle at Whole Foods in Arizona. Hollywood is demanding masks. Rutgers University now demanding masks. The federal government buying COVID, quote unquote, supplies. Lockdown 2.0 is coming. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says, dear President Psychopath, you signed a resolution into law that stated the COVID-19 pandemic is over. I will not vote to fund your COVID mental illness forcing masks and vaccines on anyone, especially not children. Investigate the VAERS reports and stop serving Big Pharma. Well, that's for starters. How about stop serving the World Economic Forum and the United Nations in this globalist plan to murder all of us, David?
Well, no, that would be really good. What we do with the National American Renaissance Movement, what we want to do is to create the paradigm for a new society. It's like what Buckminster Fuller says, you don't have to engage the enemy head on necessarily, but to basically combat with them, create the idea that makes them obsolete. So the World Economic Forum, the world, going back to the United Nations, the WHO, they're all they all are representing a very powerful interest that don't care a darn about the people in this country or any country for that matter. And, you know, they have what we should really be doing is look at the foundations that they have and what supports them and what type of tax breaks they get and whether their program is treasonous, whether they should be allowed to be in our country. That's what we should be looking at. And I hopefully, as our organization develops, I hope that's one of the things we do is, you know, it's because we have to address many concerns you know, from the geoengineering concerns to food, to the medicine, to the education. How about the media? How corrupt can they be now? I mean, just think how, what an embarrassment to be on a press. I mean, you know, people that they swear by the New York Times or CNN or NPR or something like that. You know, it's a shame because at least my estimation, they're all controlled, they're all captured. The pharmacies too have captured the medical profession and maybe the educational profession. So that all has to be analyzed, and that's what we intend to do. We can't just stop on the vaccine, which is really important, but it all connects. And in order to develop a comprehensive program that we can offer people, unless in a nonprofit way, we have to examine that. So we have to have white papers on those type of topics too. But right now we're on the vaccine. That's the most serious thing. That's an assault. You mentioned it, Sean. It's a war. We're in a spiritual war. And most people don't realize it. If they did, then they'd be in the fighting mode, and people have to get in the fighting mode. I think what happened with the lockdowns, that got a lot of people angry, you know, and a lot of people are waking up. I even talk to people that have changed their mind about things. So they can come around, not round two. Maybe they'll get knocked out in round two. Maybe they're now in round three. Maybe it'll be round 10, but eventually they're going to get knocked down.
Well, it is a war, and I'm so glad you guys are on the side of humanity fighting for all of us. You mentioned the mainstream media, David. People like Lester Holt, Anderson Cooper, you know the names. Everybody, pretty much, who has a platform on mainstream media is guilty of military-grade psychological warfare on behalf of the globalists at this point. They are literally carrying out gaslighting the American people. They're literally gaslighting the American people. Anna, I don't have this queued up, but we're going to go back to this clip. So, Anna, what I want to do is I want to go back to that Lester Holt NBC Nightly News report, the propaganda, and I want you to comment on the science behind what they're calling the new variant of COVID vaccines. Okay, the new vaccines, the boosters are coming, and they're going to save us all from the boogeyman virus because, so let's talk the science here in just 1 second. We're going to go back to that clip.
It's been almost a year since the last COVID booster came out. CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen.
The new COVID booster is expected to be approved by the FDA, and then we will make recommendations from the CDC probably by the second or third week of September.
Will it protect against this new strain?
Yes. The booster is tailored to what we are seeing circulating now.
Critics say the federal government is behind once again. Mm-hmm. People knew there was going to be a COVID resurgence. Mm-hmm. So why don't we have a booster today? Why do we have to wait until next month?
The way we go about doing our, just like we do with our flu shots, right? We make sure that we're looking at the ways in which the virus changed. They look at and evaluate that. The FDA is doing its work. We likely will see this as an annual COVID shot, just like the flu shot.
Are you kidding me? We know the previous vaccines, the COVID-19 vaccines, they're not vaccines, they're bioweapons. Not only don't they work, they maim, injure, and kill. So here comes round two, and we're to believe the FDA will work hand in hand with Big Pharma to roll out new, effective, safe and effective vaccines. Anna, what's your comment on that gaslighting that we just heard in that NBC Nightly News clip?
First of all, nobody in the world with all of the Freedom of Information Act request has isolated a virus anywhere. I was part of the end of COVID that featured almost 100 scientists who explained how the entire story of the COVID virus was a scam, as well as the PCR fraud. It was all made up. So what the NIH in 2020 showed, Francis Collins wrote an article where he said that a quantum dot nanocrystal can present. 26 teams in the world looked at the contents of the vials, multiple vaccines. Many teams did not find any type of mRNA. They found no molecules of life, no nitrogen or phosphorus. They found heavy metals galore, as well as all kinds of other technological structures. Then we have the reports that there was DNA. The European Medicine Agency found truncated RNA and bits and pieces of RNA. So this whole scam that the shots were producing mRNA and then a spike protein, the story just doesn't quite add up. And the issue is that we need to seize the weapons, analyze them forensically into all of their components, all of the vials need to be looked at, and in the meantime, never ever inject another time any of those weapons or any other vaccines for that matter, because we found the same nanotechnology in the flu vaccine, in the childhood vaccines, and these are scientists around the world that have found the same thing. So absolutely, I think at this point, you have to understand that mainstream news and mainstream, what they call scientisms, they are liars. These are psychological operations. They're using healthcare for warfare purposes to convince people of a threat that doesn't exist. And, you know, the flu was rebranded in 2020, 2021. You know, the flu cases disappeared. So I just think that people cannot fall for this anymore. And the pure logic of the evidence, this is why the dark field microscopy is so important, of the live blood as well as what we found in the shots. Look at it yourself. That can bring you out of your spell, because we can show you the video footage of the actual evidence. This is what's in there, and mass spectroscopy doesn't show any molecules of life, so there cannot be mRNA in there. So what is the weapon?
Let me show you guys one thing. If we go back to that clip, I want to point out to David and Dr. Sansone, and I want one of you to comment on this. Did you catch the part where the Mockingbird asset, the Operation Mockingbird asset in the red there, pretending to be a journalist? She says to this woman, "So critics say the federal government is behind the eight ball on this. They've reacted too slow. Why don't we already have new vaccines out for these new variants?" Implying that these things are vaccines, number one, and then implying that they're safe and effective. And there's no problem with the previous vaccines whatsoever. Ignore Ed Dowd's book, Died Suddenly. Ignore the VAERS reporting database. The only problem is we don't already have new variant boosters. I mean, can you even believe the level of gaslighting in that piece?
Those are what we would call embedded commands. If you were using Ericksonian hypnosis techniques, you have presuppositions or assumptions in the statement or the questions. And so it's an indirect suggestion. And that's why they can be very powerful, because your guard's not up. And so, yeah, that was the deliberate manipulation. But we're not playing, because these are bioweapons. And, you know, at some point, these people will have nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. The pendulum will eventually swing. Unfortunately, you know, a lot more people are probably going to die and get sick. But look, the bottom line is this is an extinction level event. And you know, I like to say, don't wait for anyone's permission to lead. Just get out there and do it. And the one thing that they're scheming and artificial intelligence can't compete with is human creativity. And so we want to kind of ignite a decentralized resistance. We want individuals to just step forward and do your thing and tap into that higher self, where that, you know, creativity comes from a divine origin. They can't stop creativity. That's why they try to use authority. In fact, I just wrote a Substack on the scientism. They're using authority, which is not a scientific approach. It has nothing to do with a hypothesis or evidence. Now, Dr. Mahalcha is putting out, she's got a hypothesis. She's putting out evidence to support it. The evidence either supports or doesn't support these hypotheses, but she's putting out evidence. And that's what we need to do, is look at evidence and keep putting out evidence, because the evidence will speak for itself.
And the other thing that's really important, you know, the ban the jab movement that goes hand in hand also with what we're doing with National Arm is amazing, because it's at a political level, really, you know, alerting people. The fact that there are all these counties that have banned the jabs, and in the resolution, it also has the nanotechnology mentioned there. It says clearly this is a bioweapon. And when people stop using the word vaccine, no, this is a weapon, nanotechnological synthetic biology weapon of mass destruction. And so I think that, Joe, what you are doing in terms of the ban the jab stuff, we want to also spread this throughout the entire United States. And National Arm is totally supporting that effort as well.
Yeah, so that's a little bit more in the political realm where, you know, National Arm is educating more. But yeah, you can go, it's right on my Substack. It's josephsansone.substack.com. I have that resolution pasted up there and pinned up top. So, you know, I encourage people to take that, copy it, get it passed by your local Republican Party, because it is powerful. When someone finds out, hey, look, if you can get this passed in the Democratic Party, more power to you. But when someone, if you're, think about it, if you're a registered Republican, you find out that your county party has just declared this a bioweapon, or in the case of Idaho, where their whole state party just declared it a bioweapon, what that's going to do is create an uncomfortable situation between politicians and the public. And that's what we need to do. We may need to make these people uncomfortable. We need to make, we need to pressure them. We need to get, use the carrot and the stick, because, you know, unfortunately for some of these people, it has to get to the point where they fear us more than they fear their masters. And so we're just going to continue to shift the ground underneath them, to continue to build the groundswell. And we're doing it with National Arm by putting out the evidence. I mean, Dave's document has an extraordinary amount of evidence. And so what we're doing is basically, what we're doing at this point is we're really taking on a human rights campaign with National Arm. And that's to educate prosecutors and law enforcement on how deadly these bioweapons are. And, you know, I mean, at some point we might have to follow with a criminal complaint, that kind of thing. But, you know, we'll leave that to the attorneys to figure out. But we're just going to keep pushing this envelope until we win.
And Sean, you mentioned there, or the clip mentioned, Operation Mockingbird. And for those that don't know, that it was a CIA operation that infiltrated the media, so that these media people are, some of them may be on the payroll, probably are. So it's very suspect when they say anything, and the whole media seems to be captured now. It may be an entirely Operation Mockingbird. They might have changed the name. Maybe it's Operation Canary or something now. But it seems like they're all on the payroll. Totally. So that's sort of interesting, too. So when the public starts realizing you can't trust the newspapers, or you can't trust the televisions, or you can't trust YouTube anymore, whatever, you'll start seeking out the alternative. And the voices that you hear today will be recognized more and listened to and believed. It's a matter of belief now. Who's got the credibility? Who's trying to find the truth? Who's looking to make a just situation? This is sort of like these kind of ideals that created our country. Now they're front and center.
You know, I appreciate so much that you are trying to ban the jabs in all 50 states. And we're going to talk about calls to action here right at the end of the interview here. We'll wrap this up in just a few minutes. But I do have one question for you, David. Isn't it about time that a grand jury be impaneled, multiple grand juries be impaneled around the nation to indict Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla for really being the head of this snake in rolling out these bioweapons masquerading as vaccines, and also the, what is it, 18 or 20 quote unquote doctors at the FDA that fast tracked all these and approved them? Shouldn't those people be tried for their crimes?
Sure, they should. They should. They'd be entitled to a trial. But you have to do the investigation. Some law enforcement has to step forward and compile the evidence and make the indictments. They seem to be able to do indictments left and right in other areas when it's politically favorable. But let's do it in this area where it's a little bit tougher, but where it has to be done. So we totally support the investigation, the criminal investigation, to look at the evidence. And when people look at the evidence, they're going to see these people are, or some people should be charged with murder and treason and genocide and violations of the Nuremberg Code and every other kind of crime because they committed them. We have to draw that line. That's what we're all about, Sean, trying to draw that line and make it happen.
Yeah,
to save our country and actually to save everyone's country, because if the United States goes this way, I believe the world's going to go. And we want a sanctuary for our children. We want to make everything better, and everything is going the wrong way. So we're turning here, and we're going in the right direction.
All right, we're going to do another screen share. We're going to take a look at the website, guys, nationalarm.org. Is there a call to action that Dr. Sansone, that you could leave us with, and or David? Just what's the call to action for the audience here?
If you're within the sound of my voice, resist, do not obey. Take action, meet and speak with your friends and neighbors. If you are within the sound of our voice, you need to act. This is about the preservation of the human race. Do not wait for someone else to save you. Put on the white hat, as Dr. Anna and myself like to say, and save yourself, because no one else is going to do it.
Yeah, I guess we are the ones we've been waiting for. Everybody who's listening to this, you can be the hero in this storyline, friends. You've all got a role to play. It's time everybody starts playing a role, because they've brought the war to our front doorstep once again. You know, we made it through lockdown 1.0, and now here comes lockdown 2.0, if we comply. It'll only work if we comply. They need our compliance, Anna.
And Sean, what's really important, what we're asking people to do, patriots, if you want to join us in your respective states and to bring the grand jury petitions to your state, please contact us. Also, if you want to donate to National Arms so we can do more and write more white papers. The other thing, exactly like Joe said, you know, take the resolution and take it to your Republican Party, because it is not acceptable for politicians not to speak about vaccine injury. If they are for God and for country and for the human species, and they're representing us, then they need to be able to speak about this instead of being in the pocket of Pfizer and Big Pharma and all of that. So you cannot be pro-vaccine, pro-bioweapon, pro-extinction of the country and represent us. We need to ask for politicians who actually are voicing this, who are hearing our concerns, like Senator Ron Johnson has done. We need more of them. And anybody who doesn't, we need to vote them out.
Yeah, 100%. I like that there's finally a criminal referral regarding the crimes of Dr. Fauci. So, you know, hats off to Rand Paul. But where are the criminal referrals for Albert Bourla in the FDA panel that approved these bioweapons that are maiming, injuring, and murdering people all over the world, children included? Again, Ed Dowd, there's a little book called Cause Unknown. We know the cause. It's very clear what the cause is of people dying suddenly all over the world. All right, as we part ways, have I missed anything, David? Is there anything else you want to talk about or cover? Is there anything I missed at all?
No, I think it's very good. Thank you, Sean. I would just say to all listeners, is this is a movement, join it. It's a movement that's going to protect yourself and your family. It's a movement that's going to save the country and the world, okay? And it's not over-exaggerating to say that. They're pushing us in the wrong direction, and they're trying to take the human race over and the world over. We have to stop that. So I ask go to nationalarm.org, and if you can get involved with a petition, be great. And if you could get some financial help, that'd be wonderful. And as I said, we're gonna be doing a lot of different issues. The vaccine is front and center right now, but you may have an interest in another issue that's really bothering you because it's wrong, whatever it is. It could be the finance, it could be the, as I said, the medical profession, education profession, and join us. We're all about that. There's some place for you here, all right? We're going to do the whole country, all 50 states. Thank you very much.
All right, guys, as we part ways, here's the website one more time, nationalarm.org. Please chip in, donate 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks. Help these people help us. They're literally trying to save us from the genocidal maniacs, the democidal maniacs that have rolled out this bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine and are now back for lockdown 2.0. I love you guys. Thank you so much for standing up for humanity. So we'll say our goodbyes here first. The president of nationalarm.org, David Meiswinkle. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sean.
And Dr. Joseph Sansone. New to me, but man, I like you. I like your style. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
And Dr. Anna Mihalcha. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. Oh, I should ask, does anybody want to shout out their own social medias? How do people follow you guys, each and every one of you, not just nationalarm.org, but for instance, Dr. Joseph Sansone, if you have a Substack, anything like that?
Yeah, I put out information regularly on josephsansone.substack.com, josephsansone.substack.com. And that's also where you can get that banded jab resolution. I have it pinned up top.
Yeah. And Dr. Anna, you've got a big Substack there too, don't you?
Yes. Anna Mihalcha, mdphd.substack.com.
All right. And David, the best place to keep up with you and the latest is what? Nationalarm.org? Anything else?
Nationalarm.org. Thanks. Yep.
All right. All right. Thank you, one and all. Thank you so very much. Friends, thanks so much for sticking with us. Spread this one far and wide. There are solutions to the problems that ail us, but it's going to take all of us working together to stand up, speak out, and again, do not comply with any tyranny. We got to draw the line in the sand because the war is once again at our front door. Guys, I'll remind you every single day for free, you can visit us for free and get the real news at sgtreport.com. That is the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those Mockingbird, mainstream, CIA, Lester Holt, NBC Nightly News lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
And if people just go, just roll over and do it again, I'm not sure, Sean, how much it's going to take really the Lord getting down on the playing field and either getting on the playing field or completely lifting his hand of protection on this country and let us just get what we got and what we deserve, that we've turned our back on him. We're not turning from our evil ways. We're allowing the evil people to come along and take everything from us. If people start to obey and do this again, I don't know how you feel. I'd love to hear how you feel about it. But to me, it would be like, why do we keep banging our head against the wall every day?